Well, it's not surprising, the criticism coming from the Museveni government, but we believe that it is based on extensive field work in Uganda and that it accurately reflects the situation in the country.
Your report mentions a high level of dissatisfaction with the Museveni's lengthy rule. How does this affect the Uganda's political stability?
Well, again, we believe that the longer that Museveni has been in power, the greater the discontent with his rule, and that unless Museveni starts to reform his government, that demonstrations will continue and that pressure will rise, and if not dealt with politically, it will manifest itself in armed revolt.
Museveni and his government, they have been in power for the last 25 years. Do you believe it's possible to have internal reform that would stave off the instability that you predict?
Very much so. As we mentioned in the report, we were actually very encouraged by the developments that Museveni had initiated earlier on in his role. And that, unfortunately, what has happened is he and his close associates made decisions in the past decade that have increased authoritarianism in Uganda and have created the problems that we are now seeing demonstrated, particularly by the Walk to Work demonstrations.
Your report compares President Museveni to his predecessors, Idi Amin and Milton Obote. Is that based on the current trends that are taking place in the country right now?
Let me be very clear. We are not saying that Museveni is like Idi Amin or Obote. What we are saying is that Museveni is struggling with many of the same structural problems that Idi Amin and Obote faced when they entered into power. And that, unfortunately, Museveni has chosen to deal with those governance challenges in the same way. He has done that largely by relying on patronage and increasingly personalizing his rule. And we do believe that that's unfortunate, and if that trend continues, that instability will increase in Uganda. I mean, this is not something that we ourselves have thought of. These are things that we are hearing from our interlocutors, and unfortunately, it is our role only to highlight those issues and to bring those to the attention of the international community.
The discovery of oil reserves in Uganda, how does it play into all this?
Well, clearly the discovery of oil will generate huge amounts of additional revenue for the government, and we believe that oil will probably be used by Museveni and his close associates to strengthen their rule, largely through patronage and corrupt practices.